Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avant Card, offering Ireland's first personalised lending rates.
Stuff that changed the world.
The mobile phone, the internet changed the world.
Penicillin, I would have thought.
I would say sanitation.
It changes everything.
Now then, Simon Tierney has joined us. Good afternoon, Simon.
Afternoon, Tom.
And you're joining us to tell us about inventions, well, things that change the world. And today it is the vacuum cleaner.
The vacuum cleaner, yeah. I presume you're a vacuum cleaner owner.
I am indeed.
But do you call it a vacuum cleaner?
I probably call it the Hoover.
Yeah, now. That's a real Irish stroke English thing.
Yeah, and
in the States now, they call it the vacuum cleaner, which is bizarre because the Hoover is an American company. Yeah. But anyway.
It'd be one of those things that when you're getting a house or starting a house that I think you should spend money on. It's
yeah.
Something you'll use all the time.
And oh, yeah. Like, there's nothing worse than having a low suction vacuum cleaner that just kind of half cleans up the carpet. I can't stand that.
No.
I'm a vacuum cleaner enthusiast. I have two at home. One is, you know, a normal kind of one that with a cord. And the other is like a Dustbuster by Hoover.
This is the famous Dustbuster.
Yeah, which was invented by Black & Decker. So it's a bit of a copy of that. But it's basically a cordless handheld one, which you can use for, you know, quick little run around the couch or anything like that.
Very useful for getting rid of flies.
Yes, or dog hairs.
Right. tell me back to the very beginning.
Because
we've had carpets longer than we've had
it is. Carpet it's
cleaners.
One of those weird things. Yeah, carpets have existed for thousands of years, but the vacuum cleaner is actually a 20th century invention, very early 20th century, but its genesis exists in the latter half of the 19th century. A man by the name of Melville Bissell, wonderful name. He's kind of the grandfather of carpet cleaning in a way, because he was the first person to come up with a really successful, practical carpet sweeper. Now, I don't know if listeners are familiar with carpet sweepers, but we had one in my house in the 80s when we were growing up, and I don't know where it is now, but I remember it so well. And it's basically a small, it looks a bit like a tiny Hoover. It has a broom handle and it has wheels, but there's no engine. It's entirely electric free. So what he did was he got a wooden box, put it on some casters, little wheels, and inside the box was a rotating brush, which was attached to the wheel. So when you pushed the carpet sweeper, the brush turned with the wheels. This dislodged dust from the carpet and threw it up into a receptacle on the other side of the carpet sweeper.
I remember our mother getting a carpet sweeper.
Do you?
It was a day of liberation.
Yeah, they were
singing.
Huge in Ireland. Absolutely.
You didn't have to get out the Hoover, because the Hoover was a big deal. You had to get it out.
Out
the Hoover and set it up. And it was but this was, if there was an inconvenient little, you know, spill of something, like, you know, cornflakes, get out the old carpet sweeper, and in seconds it was done. It was liberating. My mother was liberated by it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Melville Bissell's company, while he's long dead, the company still exists. You can still buy carpet sweepers if you want. They're not completely defunct.
And is there a Bissell? Is there an actual one of the originals?
Well, his company still produces them. I don't think you can buy that model, which was called the Grand Rapids, by the way, because he manufactured it in Grand Rapids in Michigan.
Right. So he was bringing affordability and also small size to the table. But before this, there were quite massive carpet cleaners, weren't there? There were things that you didn't come into your house.
That was actually after this, because the thing about it is, Tom, is that the carpet sweeper is...
Oh, he's 1860.
Yeah, it has no... no gasoline engine or piston engine or anything like that. It was after that that there were over 30 patents filed in the United States looking to create a vacuum cleaner, a cleaner which could suck rather than expel air from a machine. And it was really disheartening to so many inventors that they weren't able to do this. One man came close. His name was John Thurman, and he invented what he called a pneumatic carpet renovator in 1898. Now, we can't call it a vacuum cleaner because it expelled air, so it had these jets of air which were pushed through the machine, and the idea was that these very strong, powerful jets of air would dislodge grit and dirt and dust from the carpet and then throw it up or blow it up into, again, another type of receptacle.
Okay.
This was a huge machine. You had to hire him to come to your house. Again, this is America. He charged $4, which is about about $110 in today's money,
okay,
for a good clean of your carpets.
He's just blowing the dust out of it, though.
Exactly. So you can imagine how dusty the
just
room would have been.
Rearranging the dust.
I know, exactly. Okay. Yeah. Now, what's interesting is there's a famous confrontation that happens in 1900, I should say. Thurman brought his invention to London to a trade fair. And he was showcasing his product, and a man by the name of Hubert Cecil Booth came to his stall and said, "Oh, I like your machine, but why does it expel air when it should suck in air, surely?" And Thurman said, "Don't be ridiculous, that's impossible. Men have been trying to do that for decades." And Hubert Cecil Booth said, come over here, I just want to show you something I've come up with."
No way.
And Hubert Cecil Booth, to this day, is considered the inventor of the vacuum cleaner. He developed a product, he recognised, and this is the key principle in the Hoover or the vacuum cleaner. He recognised that if you had a motorised fan expelling air away from the machine, that there's an area, a small area of low pressure behind the fan. And that means that air rushes to that point of low pressure to fill the vacuum, so to speak.
It can't.
And that is the model on which the vacuum cleaner
right.
was invented in 1901, as I say.
This is the height of British mechanical engineering, isn't it? It's a golden age of British mechanical
absolutely.
Engineering.
Absolutely. I mean, this is, you know, we're just finishing the Victorian period, you know, the great industrial revolution in Britain. This is the beginning of the Edwardian period.
Yeah.
There's a lot of wealth and people want machines like these for their homes. Now, interestingly, Tom, this is a machine that you wouldn't be able to have to have one yourself in your home necessarily. This was a huge machine. It was the size, it was so large that it had to be put on the back of a horse carriage. It was pulled by a single horse and it would park outside your house. And I've put a great photo on Twitter.
I'm looking
on my Twitter.
At the photograph. It's incredible. It looks like a fire engine.
It does look like a fire engine, exactly. And if you look at the top of the photographs, there's loads of pipes coming out of the machine. And those, they're really, really long pipes. And they're fed up to the windows, through the windows of the house and in. So you could have five or six rooms being vacuumed at the same time, all by this single 5-horsepower oil piston engine.
Can you imagine the envy that must have generated in the neighbours?
Oh, serious status. Look, they've got the vacuum cleaners in.
Getting their carpets cleaned. Look outside the house. It's incredible. That's amazing. So, right, so he's got a huge one. Obviously, we're moving in the direction of somebody inventing a small one.
Yeah.
Who's going to get that honour?
Inevitably. A man by the name of James Spangler, an American. So the vacuum cleaner was invented by a British man, but the home domestic vacuum cleaner was invented by an American. James Spangler, we just go about 6 or 7 years after Cecil Booth, Tom, to 1908. This guy is interesting because he was a janitor in a department store in Ohio, I believe. And every night when he was using his carpet sweeper, he was getting loads of dust into his nostrils and his mouth. And he suffered with asthma. And he thought, surely to God, there's a better way of doing this. And he got a tin soap box, put some wheels on it, put a broom handle on it to push it. And he put a pillowcase out the back of it. A small motor in the middle to turn the wheels and a brush in the middle. Now, what happened was the brush dug up the dirt from the carpet and the fan, the motorized fan, which was blowing air into the pillowcase, was creating a vacuum and the dirt would rush in to replace that vacuum and into the pillowcase. Now, he was a man of meager means. He sold a few prototypes, but he wasn't able to afford to set up a factory or anything like that. However, one of the people that he sold his device, which he called an electric suction sweeper. One of the people he sold it to was a woman by the name of Susan Hoover. Now, you can see
there's
where I'm
name.
Going with this. Yeah, yeah, I know. Now, her husband, William, I think was his name, William Hoover, he owned a leather goods company, producing all sorts of leather bags and leather things like that. And she convinced her husband to buy the patent. Then he also took James Spangler in as his business partner.
Oh, good.
And they started manufacturing these electric suction sweepers. And the first one to go on the market in 1908 was called the Hoover Model O, which I've tweeted a picture
of.
I'm
looking
at
a photograph of it. It's a modern day Hoover. It's not unlike many Hoovers you'll see around today. It's been refined, obviously, but it's very recognizable.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a beautiful object.
It's gorgeous.
It's a little bit larger maybe than what you'd expect.
So that was what year? Because it really seems that was around
1908. Yeah.
Since then, it just seems to have been, and it's a tribute to what a brilliant design it is, it just seems to have been incremental improvements, really.
Yeah, exactly. Like, to be honest, the Hoover, it hasn't changed much since 1908. It just gets, you know, they were actually quite powerful in 1908.
You mentioned the Dust Buster, though.
Yeah.
That was a big step forward, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I like the story about the Dust Buster because it shows how space design, which was so huge in the 60s and 70s, influenced domestic technology. So at that time, Black and Decker were working with the Apollo space mission with NASA to try and develop tools which didn't have cords, cordless tools, because there was always a worry that astronauts would get tangled up cords when they were, fixing something or using tools. So they developed two of the kind of domestic beneficiaries of this technology was the drill, which they developed
a cordless drill,
and the cordless vacuum cleaner, which they called the Dust Buster.
What a name.
Massive, probably one of the last great innovations in vacuum cleaner design. That was 1978.
The Dyson does seem to have moved forward, though. I mean, the ads for Dyson at the moment would seem to suggest that the days of the corded Hoover are just about to end. Nowadays, a Dyson is so powerful and similar makes, I presume, that the cordless ones are going to be a thing of the past.
Well, the big challenge for cordless vacuum cleaner technology has, of course, been battery power.
Yeah.
Trying to create a product which has really, really strong suction power, but at the same time lasts more than 5 minutes. You know, so Dyson seemed to be the market leaders in that area. Yeah.
Fascinating stuff. The idea that it freed my mother from, you know, all those chores is a wonderful thing, because Lord knows she had enough of
it. I have one clip actually which we can play out with. This is an ad from the 1950s, which just gives you a sense of what their target audience was at that time.
Excellent.
Superbly elegant, the new Deluxe Hoover cleaner. The cleaner for the discriminating woman, satisfied with nothing but the very best. Superb in every way. With Hoover's exclusive, it beats as it sweeps as it cleans action. With this instant attachment device, all above floor cleaning is done quickly and easily using this wide range of cleaning tools. The finest cleaner ever made, even by Hoover. The new Deluxe Hoover cleaner.
Moncrief
on News Talk. Sponsored by Avant Card, offering Ireland's first personalised lending rates.